prior to San Antonio, I gave most patients AC followed by TH using the intergroup regimen. And actually, I still do that, although my comfort level for the patient who has a reason to make me more worried about cardiac toxicity has gone up a little bit in terms of using TCH. I haven't gone home and said, I'm now going to use TCH in everyone. We have years and thousands of patients worth of experience giving anthracyclines in this setting of HER2-positive disease, and I'm not quite ready to shift everyone. But I think it's interesting. I want to actually ask John a question, which is, do you think the carbo makes any difference? And in the ideal world, wouldn't you like to suddenly find 10,000 patients to ask whether you can give even kinder and gentler chemotherapy with trastuzumab, since my guess is that trastuzumab, in the end, is really the great equalizer and that the chemotherapy doesn't make a darn bit of difference as long as you give some.
And what kind of gentler therapy? Are you thinking about TC cyclophosphamide?
I'm thinking of Taxotere alone, of paclitaxel, of vinorelbine, of any agent. And I'm struck by the phenomenally negative results of 007.
The Taxotere alone Herceptin question versus TCH has been addressed in a randomized trial in metastatic breast cancer.
Yes.
And it is not kinder and gentler, because in that trial, the Taxotere was 100 per meter squared, and in the TCH arm, it's 75. So the toxicity was arguably higher in the TH arm in that study compared to the TCH arm, and the efficacy was equivalent in both arms. So in terms of therapeutic index, you could argue based on that study that TCH would still come out the winner.
So bottom line, 62-year-old woman, Mark, with a couple positive nodes, comes in perfectly healthy. What are you likely to recommend off study?
I'm definitely going to discuss both treatment options with the patients, point out the various toxicity profiles associated with each, and get the patient's impression on what they would like to choose. I mean, I would not say that the patient must have TCH, but I think it's reasonable to offer it as a treatment option. I agree with many in this room that it's reasonable to be conservative with regard to changing clinical practice based on an abstract presentation of an interim analysis. As a general rule, those are rarely practice-changing presentations, but this does bring up the issue of non-anthracycline-based chemotherapies to integrate with trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting. It puts it on the table, and it's a reasonable treatment option. I agree with Eric that trastuzumab probably is the great equalizer, and the chemo base is probably going to become a secondary issue.
What about TCH with the C being cyclophosphamide?
The U.S. Oncology Network is exploring that combination in some ongoing trials, and I think it's entirely reasonable. The hypothesis of synergy behind trastuzumab and cytotoxics extends equally into alkylating agents as it did for the platinum salts. So I think that's a reasonable substitution, and I'll be very interested to follow their data as it emerges.
Matt, how are you approaching these patients right now?
Well, before this data, I was actually carefully looked at the baseline ejection fraction and the age of the patient because of that nice analysis that was done in the NSABP study of trastuzumab showing the older the patient and the lower the baseline ejection fraction, the more likely they were going to get into trouble with congestive failure with trastuzumab. So if they looked like they were in a higher risk group, older, lower baseline ejection fraction, I was giving TCH already. But now I'm even less likely to give AC followed by T, driven by the safety data.
Again, 62-year-old healthy woman, normal ejection fraction. What are you likely to recommend?
Well, I agree with Mark. I mean, I think you have to go through the issues, and I'd emphasize at this point, I'd like to see five-year data, wouldn't we all? But at this point, I would tend more towards TCH. For those of us who've seen treatment-associated leukemia, it's an unpleasant event.